Well, Chris, you've been here a long time. You've seen a lot of managerial changes during that period of time. How would you sum up the last few days, though, for you and the players?
I suppose it's the same for everybody. It came as a bit of a shock, obviously, how quickly it came after the game. But I think, obviously, other circumstances with board members going to China and stuff, I think that's probably why it happened so fast. But look, at the end of the day, our home form, especially since the turn of the year, hasn't been good enough. And, you know, obviously, we've got to take, as players, a lot of responsibility for that because we haven't been getting results on the pitch. So, look, it's never nice to see anybody lose their job in any walk of life. And especially Darren, you know, he's a bit of a cult hero for the football club. And obviously, when he took over at the back end of last season, he steadied the ship. He did a great job, and you know, he almost pulled off the sort of impossible, which was great. But I think looking obviously at the squad of players we've got this season in this league, I think everybody's probably a little bit disappointed that we're so far off the top two at this moment in time. You know, we're not obviously a million miles off it, but I think looking around the dressing room and the players we've got, we should be doing better. And you know, obviously the club wants to achieve promotion back to the Premier League, and you know, that's obviously what the owners and the board members are paid to make decisions like that, and that's the decision they've made.
I mean, particularly with reference to the game on Saturday, the players looked, I thought at times, a little bit confused with how they were supposed to be playing. Would that be a fair comment, do you think?
I think Saturday probably wasn't a great performance. Obviously, you try to win games whatever way possible. You know, with a couple of different things, formations and whatnot were tried on Saturday, and obviously it didn't work. And you know, fair play to Ipswich, they defended well and they got together as a team and made it difficult for us. And you know, a lot of teams have done that, especially from the turn of the year. And you know, I think obviously as a squad, as a staff, like trying to get ideas across to try and break teams down, it just wasn't happening, especially at home. And well, it's disappointing because at the end of the day we're all paid to play football and win matches, and you know, we as a squad haven't been doing that.
I mean, again, it seemed to me that perhaps the players had taken on a lot of extra information in the build-up to that game and were struggling a wee bit to process it all. Again, would that be fair?
Yeah, possibly. I suppose there was a lot of information given during the week and different bits and pieces. But, you know, like, at the end of the day, you go out on the pitch 11-11. You'd like to think on our team sheet we had enough to win the game. And, you know, whether that be down to sort of people not understanding the tactical information or people not performing in at home, I don't know. It's hard to put a finger on it, really, because you know, I think especially at home in our home games this season, you know, we've conceded a lot of goals first. I know obviously we didn't do that at the weekend, but you know, obviously the goal we scored is a massive deflection. It's a bit lucky, to be fair. And the rest of the game was pretty even, which is sort of, it's probably not good enough really for us to be at home and not be dictating games and not be setting the tempo and stuff like that. And you know, I think we've got more than enough in our dressing room to go and, you know, excite the home fans, you know, and give them something to shout about. And, you know, for too many times this season, especially at home, we haven't done that.
And the real live issue with the fans is about, you know, playing out from the back, which hasn't worked to a greater extent this season, has it?
Sometimes it has, sometimes it hasn't. You know, it's difficult for me to sit here and sort of point fingers and things like that, but yeah, you can obviously see the sort of unrest it causes in the stand when it doesn't happen, when it doesn't work out. You know, sometimes when people give the ball away, it is, you know, it's frustrating. It's frustrating for us as well as players when you give the ball away individually or as a team, and you can tell that it frustrates the crowd. And you know, teams, I think over the last few years, the style of football obviously that we've played was completely different because you're trying to stay in the Premier League, you're trying to survive, and you know, obviously a lot was made when Tony left about the side of football, and then obviously Alan Pardew came in and tried to change that a little bit, and it didn't. You're trying to find that balance is a lot more difficult, I think, than what everybody thinks. And you know, I think this year maybe we went a little bit too far the other way. You know, you're trying to play it from the back a lot, and to be totally honest, a lot of teams in this league try and do that, and it seems to be a bit of a, you know, a bit of a culture sort of change in this season that a lot of teams have tried to do it. But at the end of the day, if you come home from a match on a Saturday afternoon, be a fan, be a player, be a coach, you know, if you've won the game, I don't think anybody really cares. You know, I think, you know, golf, they say there's no pictures on a scorecard at the end of the day, and that's, I suppose that's pretty much a similar thing for us, especially at this stage of the season, because with 10 games to go, we need to get as many points on the board as possible to try and push for the top two. It's going to be a massive ask. We need a lot of things to fall in our favour, but I think as a group of players, we've only won 3 games in the bounce, and that's the most we've done all season, and in this league, that's not good enough. You know, you've seen teams going on runs with like 8-9 wins, or you know, 15 games unbeaten and stuff like that, and you know, we need something like that now to try and get an automatic place, and if not, we need momentum going into the playoffs, because you know, at the minute we don't have that. We've been very inconsistent.
I mean, that was going to be my next point, really. The way forward now, because there's 10 games to go, there's still a promotion to be won, isn't there, Chris, ultimately?
Yeah, of course, that's the aim. That's always been the aim all season for everybody at the football club. So, look, we need to, as I say, get as many points on the board as we can. If that's whacking it in the channels and getting set pieces and scoring 5 goals from a corner every week, like, you know, nobody cares, you know, as long as, you know, there's 3 points for West Brom on a Saturday, I don't think anybody will care at this stage of the season. And, look, it might not be to everybody's liking that what obviously we've tried to do as a team, as a coaching staff this season, and you know, sometimes it was difficult as a player playing it as well, I think, but you know, that's football, you know, like at the end of the day, that every coach, every manager is different, and they've all got different ideas, and as a group of players, you have to try and adapt to that as best you can. And you know, obviously with Jimmy in charge this week, I'm sure Jimmy will be looking at a few different things that he thinks maybe didn't work over the last few weeks. Obviously, Jimmy sees a lot more of it than what we would see. So I'm sure he's got his own ideas on what he thinks needs to be put right. And then, obviously, when an international break coming up, we'll probably end up with a new manager in charge by the start of the Birmingham game on the 29th. So I'm sure they'll have different ideas as well on how to win games in this league. But I think this league is a lot different than what we've been used to for the last few years, so I think it's important that, you know, we get the best out of the squad we've got, because at the end of the day, the players we've got in our dressing room are more than good enough to be back in the Premier League, and it's up to us to make sure that happens.
I mean, it's a critical appointment. Every managerial appointment clearly is critical, but at this club, in the context of where it is at the moment, the different makeup that the squad looks like it may have next season if promotion isn't achieved. You put all those factors into the pot, and this is really, really important, Chris, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. I think, obviously, I'd say that's probably part of the decision the club's made, that they think this is probably the best chance they'll have of going up after coming straight back down. You know, the lads we held on to, there was a lot of speculation about losing players in the summer. You know, the use of the loans we've had this season, obviously Dwight Gayle, Mason Holgate, people like that have had a massive effect on the squad, and are good players, so you know, I'm sure at this level our budget's pretty stretched. It's probably one of the, I have no doubt it's probably one of the higher ones in the league, so you know, it's important obviously for the club to try and achieve, you know, promotion back to Premier League to make that right. And as you say, the, you know, things could be a lot different in the summer if it doesn't happen. You know, the players you held on to last summer may end up having to be sold, and you know, well, inevitably some of them will have to be sold to try and balance books and whatnot. And you know, in the past the football club's always been running the right way, and I'm sure they'll not be putting that in any sort of jeopardy to try and hold on to people if the club needs sort of financial stability in the summer.